From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Diane Pinero Zucker is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Town of Ulster Police Chief Kyle Barardi said an investigation into a Friday, May 7th bomb threat at the Hudson Valley Mall that forced the county's coronavirus vaccination clinic to close for the day found no evidence of explosives. Barardi said a caller threatened to blow up the Dick's Sporting Goods store, which is located across a hallway from the former Best Buy store where the county operates its clinic. The threat was phoned in about 11:30 a.m., prompting the evacuation of the entire mall, Barardi said. Speaking by phone at 1:15 p.m., the chief said the mall was deemed safe after a search by state police. Bomb detection dogs found nothing, allowing the stores to reopen. The county's walk-in vaccination clinic began operating at 9 a.m. and was to remain open until 4:30 p.m. Dan Proctor, the county's director of COVID response, said the clinic would not reopen Friday, but it would resume operations as scheduled from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on Monday, May 10th. County Executive Pat Ryan said in a prepared statement that, and I quote, "out of an abundance of caution, we have decided to close the site for the remainder of today, but will continue to operate as planned moving forward," end quote. Proctor said the 70 people staffing the clinic and approximately 20 patients had to leave the clinic space when the bomb threat was called in. Barardi said about a dozen employees of Dick's were also evacuated. Barardi said police are taking the bomb threat seriously and are working to determine where the threat call originated. Hudson Valley Mall is located on Route 9W in the town of Ulster. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Aaliyah Snyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hudson's annual Pride Parade will not be happening this June, according to Out Hudson. Instead, there will be outdoor events in June and October. An October parade is not off the table, but at present, there are no definite plans. The nonprofit organization said in a statement, and I quote, "due to the pandemic, Out Hudson has been unable to clearly move forward with organizing the annual parade and Pride Festival traditionally held during the third week in June," end quote. It went on to state, and I quote, "constraints to capacity and ongoing public health concerns continue to suspend our planning. As important as this weekend is to our mission, keeping local residents and visitors safe and comfortable remains Out Hudson's top priority," end quote. Charlie Ferrucci, Out Hudson co-founder and board member, said the organization decided to have outdoor events spread throughout the month of June to celebrate the tradition of Pride Month and a weekend festival of events in the fall when restrictions might be loosened. Ferrucci said, and I quote, "we're just not sure if we'll have the parade component yet," end quote. He added, and I quote, "it's also dependent on people's capacity. It's really a community event and we need everyone's participation, so we have to gauge where everyone is at," end quote. The Hudson Pride celebration traditionally has been held on the third weekend of June, which is Father's Day weekend, so events don't overlap with neighboring celebrations in New Platts, Albany, and New York City. Collaborating partners, including Wise Bodies, the Hudson Area Library, the 10th Magazine, Chase Home Farm, Little Deb's Oasis, and the First Presbyterian Church. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Noah Zweifel is reporting for the Altamont Enterprise. The Bern-Knox-Westerlo Board of Education has adopted a proposed $23.7 million budget for the 2021-22 school year, which includes a 2% tax levy decrease as well as increased spending on instruction. The spending plan was adopted following a unanimous vote at the board's April 19th meeting. In addition to the budget, the district's May 18th ballot will include an uncontested board election and proposition to purchase 3 72-passenger and 2 28-passenger buses. Superintendent Timothy Mundell said the tax levy cut was made possible by an increase in foundation aid, which is being expanded this year as the state moves toward fully funding court-required support by 2023. The increase in foundation aid will give the district an additional $194,000 to work with this year. Mundell said, and I quote, "I'll remind the community that we are overfunded in foundation aid, and the formula over the next 3 years may not yield any additional dollars," end quote. The district will also receive just under $1.6 million through the Federal American Rescue Plan with 4 years to spend it. Mundell said, adding that once received, the money will be placed in a special aids fund, not the general fund, and I quote, "it will be used to supplement, not to supplant," end quote. The district's 2021-22 proposed spending totals $23,672,248, an increase of approximately 1% over the current budget. It reflects increases in the instruction, transportation, and central administration categories. Instruction will see the greatest increase, approximately 5% from last year. Mundell said, and I quote, "a good portion of that is having to budget for additional out-of-district placement students, and the rest is salaries." You can read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.